From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. North Korea has said Tuesday's successful missile test involved a new Hwasong-15 intercontinental ballistic missile. North Korean state newsreader here saying that the missile can be tipped with a super large heavy warhead capable of striking the whole mainland of the United States. She said the North has finally realized the great historic cause of completing the state nuclear force. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the North continues to test missiles that can threaten the entire world.
In response, the South Koreans have fired some pinpoint missiles out into the water to make certain North Korea understands that they could be taken under fire by our ally. But the bottom line is it's a continued effort to build a threat, sir, a ballistic missile threat that endangers world peace, regional peace, and certainly the United States.
DefensePriorities.org senior fellow and former Army Lieutenant Colonel Danny Davis said he believes the North is seeking to construct a deterrence force to a potential U.S. attack.
I don't think that the intent is to antagonize anything. I think they have an absolute terror of a U.S. attack. And so I think that they feel like they have to accelerate their testing as fast as possible so that they have a weapon system that they feel will deter us.
Hours after the test, U.S. President Donald Trump told reporters at the White House that, quote, it's a situation we will handle, without being specific. Today at the White House, Mr. Trump promised extreme new sanctions to be in place against North Korea. This is VOA News. France Tuesday called on the United Nations Security Council to consider imposing targeted sanctions on human traffickers operating in Libya. This follows the release of a video appearing to show African migrants being sold into slavery. Carl Skow is the deputy Swedish UN ambassador.
Like others, we have been horrified and outraged by the video footage released last week of human beings reportedly being bought and sold as slaves in so-called slave markets in Libya.
The UN High Commissioner for Refugees said that migrants reaching Libya are often subjected to rape, torture, sexual exploitation, and forced labor. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence Tuesday said that President Donald Trump is considering ways to move the U.S. Embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Pence was speaking in New York at an event marking the 70th anniversary of the U.N. vote that led to the creation of the State of Israel.
And while for the past 20 years, Congress and successive administrations have expressed a willingness to move our embassy, as we speak, President Donald Trump is actively considering when and how to move the American embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
The U.S. Congress passed a law in 1995 making it U.S. policy to move the embassy. However, concerns over the impact on the peace process have forced presidents to seek a waiver. Such a move could anger Palestinians who view East Jerusalem as the capital of a Palestinian state. The results from the Honduran presidential election remain uncertain, with TV game show host Salvador Nasralla's lead against incumbent center-right president Juan Orlando Hernandez diminishing.
Presidente del Tribunal Electoral, que es una persona que ha trabajado con el Partido Nacional toda su vida.
Mr. Nasralla, speaking here Tuesday, accused Mr. Hernandez and the head of the election tribunal of fabricating the outcome. Officials say the final tally may not be known until Thursday. British newspapers are reporting that Britain and the European Union have reached agreement on a separation measure expected to involve a large payment by London to Brussels. Neither side is commenting on the reports. The British government has said intensive talks on Brexit continue with recent momentum to strike a deal. And new Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa Tuesday announced a three-month amnesty period for the return of public funds illegally stowed abroad. He faces a liquidity crisis at home. I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.